at 6:05. Call meeting order at 6:05. Since we have no guests tonight, we won't have question period. Moving on, approval of the agenda for Tuesday, April 18th. Is there any errors or omissions, additions? If none, can I have somebody approve the agenda?
I will approve the agenda.
Okay. All those in favor? That is carried. The minutes of the Tuesday, March 21st regular council meeting.
Didn't see any mistakes.
If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I'll move we approve the minutes of Tuesday, March 21st.
Okay. All those in favor? And it is carried. Public Works report.
I actually did see something I was going to ask on. Oh, this sign. They want the no parking signs, for one thing, beside the old bar?
Yes.
Who wants the parking signs?
There's been a truck parking the wrong way right along there, I guess. And it's a soft spot. And it's a soft spot, and the water lines are right underneath.
Okay.
Scott put up barricades about 10 days ago with no parking signs on either side of them to try and keep them from parking there while the ground is still soft. And then we bought no parking signs, but one on the pole on the corner and then another one further to the south. So to kind of try and prevent him from parking there.
Okay.
And I was going to ask about the stop sign. Is that on this
That's
one?
Far yeah,
it's
far
right down.
It's
yeah.
an okay. item, yes.
Okay.
You know, I don't know, but is that the right? Is it Whitney, or do you mean the next one, which is Armstrong?
That's further down. We could talk about that. You're talking about the stop sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's
the wrong spot.
On the agenda.
Okay. Sorry. It's down farther.
It's the one on Armstrong and Grand, right?
Is it Armstrong and Grand? Sorry. It's somewhere farther down in the agenda. It
and
is.
I do know yeah. why it was put up. And the reason it was put up is no longer here.
Okay, but we'll discuss that later.
Oh. Okay.
We're still Public Works.
Okay.
Now, you said he had some call-outs.
Yes, yesterday he got called out 4 times to the lift station for grease floaties or something. And so today he went and hooked up the laptop, downloaded the program. He was going to talk to the support people and see if he could adjust the call-out levels, because he said it's too close to the overflow or high-level call-out, and the grease that hits the sensor or something, I'm not sure. Grease that hits the sensor makes him call-out, but it's not like a overflow issue.
Right.
So I don't know. I know he got it hooked up on the laptop and did talk to support, but I don't know if he was able to adjust the settings, but he did adjust the call-out numbers. Put the right people in there now.
And this is, he's been adding NeoChem to the lift station.
Yes.
Also. Kelly, do we get our, and I don't know whether it should be brought up with the Public Works, but where do we buy our chemical and stuff?
I could find out. I don't know off the top
okay.
of my
head. Okay, well, just ask Scott.
Okay. And
there's, at the meeting yesterday, all of their stuff is bought, and they buy it by the year, and it's from Clearwater. And there's another company, Clear Tech, that they've been having lots of problems with, and actually are going to try and take them court and stuff.
That's who we do deal with.
Clear Tech?
For some stuff, yes, that name rings a bell.
Okay. Canoe Procurement is who they're looking at right now, and it's through the Royal Municipalities Alberta, and it's all municipalities are going to try and go with it or whatever to get your chemicals and stuff.
Like bulk purchasing power.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
But
the Waste Commission talked about that. New or whatever.
Okay. Well, this Clear Tech is like they have been just driving the water nuts because they didn't buy their stuff there this year, and they're threatened to take them to court, and because they went to a different company and we matched their prices, just Like, this guy is a lunatic, so just
okay.
Find out. Because okay, Clear Tech is, we just kind of voted on it yesterday not to deal with them at all, because it's just not.
That would be a loss of a big contract for Clear Tech to lose the Water Commission.
They lost it.
All right. Are there any other comments for the Public Works report? If not, we'll move on to the admin report.
Is that job with Champion going through, the hiring job?
I have not heard back from Derek.
Okay. Derek, you have been busy.
I'm not as busy as Scott, it looks like. Yeah. This is always shorter. The auditors were out for 2 full days. Contacted the minister for the tax recovery auction. I haven't heard back.
Yeah, I haven't heard back.
A bit of communication with them for more information, but I haven't heard if we've been approved.
And did you find out about that other property too? That, is it?
There's two properties. There's one that should have been added to the tax recovery list 2 years ago, but wasn't. And so I've asked for permission to auction that one. And then there's the one with the property that was knocked down.
Okay.
Years ago, that's been on the tax recovery list for way longer than it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And so I'm asking permission to
do
that one as well.
Okay. Any other questions? Not. Can I have a motion to approve those reports?
I will make the motion.
Okay. All those in favor? And it is carried. Correspondence? None. Financial reports.
Different reports this time because the balances weren't jiving with between the budget to actual and the budgetary control reports that I historically was putting in. Because we've added a few different accounts like the AMWWP grant account and some other GL accounts, and for whatever reason, Munisoft isn't pulling the same accounts into the same reports. And Munisoft is going to get back to me. I talked to her on Friday. And I haven't heard back, and I didn't follow up today. They were going to try and get me a specific report that was good for Alberta. I don't know, because they're Saskatchewan-based, but she said she knows somebody in Alberta that has a template or whatever that's a good report for councillors to know what's going on. So hopefully next month I'll have a better
report.
Is that why some of the numbers haven't changed month over month?
They don't change because there's no action on the accounts between the end of the previous month and like when I pull the numbers out of the bank statements.
Okay.
So like our investments, like the interest is paid on the 31st. So that should be, the date on that should be March 31st, not March 21st.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
My bad. Okay. That's a typo. So the first column is pulled as of month end, and then the second one I pull as I'm producing it, just to...
Oh, yeah.
That's why I was
saying. So this will change on the 31st.
Yeah, so I mean, like, our bank account, our operating account changes, but things like the grant account, or if we don't pull any invoices, things like that.
With that as March 31st, that makes more sense to me.
Because I looked at the grant account, it made a difference of 1 cent.
Oh, jeez, maybe that's a good typo. God, Lord.
Okay, now the credit card, MasterCard, is that a credit?
Is owing.
That is what is owing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I can pull it up if you want to know exactly what is owing on it. I believe it was something from Case, transmission or something. Something for the tractor was the big part of it. And then
the fluid for the proper grease for the
sewer. That might have been one of them. Yep, that was only about $100 though. So hopefully that does the trick.
See, even this canoe procurement, they do parts for everything.
Really?
So I said, well, once you guys get it started, let us know.
Definitely. That would be fantastic. Would you like a printout of the MasterCard statement each month? Is that necessary? Or like,
no.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. I would have so it was double paid.
So yes. That's why I was trying to figure
it was double paid last month. Then there were some issues with how to enter the double payment into MuniSoft so that it balanced and made sense. And just putting in the $700 payment again wasn't right because then you're not allocating it to the right GLs. So she was trying to take the money for the things that were bought last month and allocate it properly, and it wasn't enough, and it was a big schmozzle. So I think she got it figured.
Mm-hmm. All right. So payment register. Does anybody have any questions on that one?
I blacked out personal names because I figured nobody needs to know that.
So. Okay. Okay.
I wonder if anybody needs the unblacked out version, I'm happy to tell
them. No.
I just didn't want to post it online.
The income statement. Is it possible to get year-to-date at actual versus budget?
I don't think so in the income statement because that's a point in time where those numbers are pulled. But yeah, I know what you want, and that's what I was trying to get.
Okay.
So.
I wasn't sure if this was like, yeah.
Yeah, so this is just year-to-date revenue and expenses.
To March 31st.
Yeah.
Didn't we get fuel?
Yes. It probably wasn't paid.
Okay.
I believe it was just paid.
Okay.
Maybe on the 15th.
Okay. So say, I remember Scott saying, I had to get fuel, do not shoot me. So... But I can't remember when that was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I
just
saw it on the pile of stuff that we were initially.
Okay.
So the one that just has like 1877, that's maybe you just filled the truck up or what was that? Under fuel.
Yeah. I'm not sure. No, I can't get it on this one. Okay, I will look into that. Yeah, there's a couple odd numbers actually. Telephone is 331. No, that's training development is 331.
Cheap training.
Yeah. Oh, that actually, I know what that is. That is an automatic credit card charge that went through at the beginning of the year to pay for a Project Management Institute membership. And I called them and said, you need to refund us our money. So that's not us. That doesn't belong to us. And they refunded it. But the difference between, it was US dollars. So the difference between when it was paid for and when it was refunded was $3.39.
Oh.
So that's where that went.
Are you taking more courses, Kelly?
I could. There's one starting the end of this week or beginning of next week, I think, through the university. But I didn't know. It's on budgeting and stuff like that.
So it might be beneficial. I just know we put money in the budget for you to take training.
Yes. I just didn't know how much to
spend. We need to train.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We need to give you as much leverage as you can to do that.
And resources.
Anyway, everything looks.
Any questions? If not, can I have a motion?
I move we accept the financial statement as presented.
Any discussion? If not, all those in favor? And it is carried. Okie doke. Old business. AMWWP.
So I don't really have an update because we have our meeting tomorrow with them. Basically, things are starting to move, and they're planning to put out the project for tender next week, I think. Hold on, let me look at my calendar. Yeah, So it would close on the 9th of May, sorry. And it would open 2 weeks prior, so 25th, I think, is what they said. So.
Okay, for that, you'll probably need or Twin Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no problem in us using our bypass valve.
Okay.
We have to give them as much notice as possible, but she would like at least 48 if we can. Because what they will do, Stu will come down here. He will take the reading at the water plant. He will take the reading at the bypass valve.
Mm-hmm.
And then we use it for as long as we need it. But it was about 2 weeks, I told her, right?
Was it 2 weeks or was it two months? I thought the road was going to be done.
See, that's what I thought she said first, and then someone said, no, it's only 2 weeks.
The road for 2 weeks, I know for fact.
Yeah.
But the bypass might have been longer.
Okay. Well, then we just got to let her know. They just want us to keep informed.
Yeah.
And the day we are turning it back, they need 48 hours notice to put it back to there, and they will take the reading again at both places.
Okay.
Just to make sure that...
So just keep communicating with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is definitely...
Other than that, it's a go. We can use it, no problem.
Okay, perfect.
Okie doke. And we have that meeting tomorrow afternoon?
Yes.
Okay. Water meters.
I applied for an MSI capital grant for $13,500. So the meters and antennas that we've already got were about $3,500, I believe. And I haven't got approval for the grant yet, but I just explained that we've got 30 already that are on the fritz, and we would like to replace them as needed over the next couple of years. And so if they grant that, then...
So do those grants take a while, like, you know, some of the other grants take about a year.
They told me it could take a couple of weeks up to 3 months to get approval for my projects. But another lady just called me recently about asking me questions about one of them, so I don't know if they're in the queue already and they're almost through it.
But MSI, perfect. You're almost guaranteed it. It's just a matter of getting the project approved.
Yeah, you just have to get your projects approved.
Oh, okay. So they have that money sitting that
there for, or at least that's how it used to be.
Yes.
The money's sitting there. You just have to have a project that's approved.
Oh, okay.
That's my understanding, too.
Okay.
But this is the first time I've done a project application.
So is the 13.5 that you asked for in addition to the 35?
It included what we already spent this year because I wanted to be able to use more grant money towards things that we've already paid for.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Holiday trailers on vacant lots.
Well, this is very good.
Yes. This is all Steve Hardy.
Oh.
I take no credit for this at all. So he said we can do... I printed out his email, actually, so that I can explain. He suggested we do both, that we add it to our land use bylaw as well as address it through our traffic and parking bylaw so that fines and violation fines could be issued on the spot. But he thinks the village should also add it to the land use bylaw for parallel coverage.
Okay.
So, oops. I guess.
So under the land use bylaw, do we have to call a separate meeting to do it, or can we just do it? Okay.
No, it has to go through a public hearing. The whole works has to be done under land use bylaw change, right?
I don't know. Good question. I thought I asked him that question.
Usually changes to the land use or additions have to...
If Village Council would like to add something new to the land use bylaw, we will prepare that for you, which he did. Any additions or changes to land use bylaw, no matter how minor, always must go through the full bylaw, public notification, and public hearing process. We would introduce bylaw restrictions that can apply to any or all districts through the one bylaw amendment, so we can apply it to residential, industrial, commercial, agricultural, anything like that. So.
Well, I sure like the way it pretty well covers everything there. So.
And then the other one, the traffic one, is that, I'm not familiar with that one, so does that
that's
one
our, that's close? In our community standards
that
bylaw.
Would be community standards, yeah.
And that's just a bylaw amendment.
We can just do that, we don't need a posting that one, right?
I don't think so, no, that would just be a regular amendment, I think.
So can we proceed with this for next meeting?
Yep.
Or, sorry, I guess we should discuss this. Sorry, people. How do we feel about this?
To set up a public hearing for the next village council meeting? Do you do the public hearing and then pass the first reading and then... Or do you...
We could pass the first reading and then do a public hearing.
Because I didn't assign a bylaw number to this. I just...
Right.
Copied it.
So can we do the first reading tonight or no?
It has not going to... Gonna, it's not going to number.
What? Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, so we can prepare it for the next council meeting for to add this to the land use.
Okay.
To do first reading. Correct. Okay. And then
public hearing.
And then do the sort of community standards and bylaw community to add it to that one.
Okay.
So we could do the one for community standards immediately.
Yeah.
At the next meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, okay. And then that way it at least it's pretty well in effect.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sewer issues. So is this that an in-camera thing?
I'm not sure if it is or not. I didn't put it in camera, but it could be.
Our closed session. Should we? Yeah. Okay, so can we table that to closed session? and all those in favor, do we need to vote on that?
Okay,
moving on. G3CP rail blockage stoppage, March 15th.
So I sent an email with a letter attachment to CP and G3. I haven't heard back from CP. I'm not really surprised.
I don't think you ever will.
Giant. G3 got back to me and said that they have no control over the train once it's lifted off their track, and it was the first that they'd ever heard of this blockage across our access road. So
well,
he didn't want to say anything.
The person that was involved told me that she phoned CP and they apologized to her and said that is something that should never happen.
Well, la-dee-da. All
right then. So hopefully it doesn't ever again.
So the next time you're having a heart attack.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. So that thing really got resolved on that.
I just can't believe she actually talked to someone.
Yeah. I want the number.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for dealing with that. Mm-hmm. New business, map bylaws.
Okay. So,
how many more of these do you
this
have?
This is it.
Okay.
Well,
patience.
With one.
Patience.
Yeah.
Okay. So the bylaw enforcement officer bylaw is included. It covers everything that needs to be included to keep us on side with municipal affairs. It's got the oath. It's got everything in there. So we just need to...
Okay. Is there any discussion about bylaw number 834? Not okay. Bylaw number 834, bylaw enforcement officer bylaw, being a bylaw of the Village of Carmody, the province of Alberta, to provide for the provisions of bylaw enforcement services and to specify the powers and duties of bylaw enforcement officers. Read this first time this 18th day of April 2023.
I will make the motion. We carry on with second reading of bylaw 834, the bylaw enforcement officer bylaw, April 18th, 2023.
Okay.
Now, do you have to ask for?
Yes. Yeah.
I will make the motion for to read a third time and final time this 18th day of April 2023 for the bylaw enforcement officer bylaw.
Okay. All those in favor? Okay. Carried unanimously. And make motion read a third and final time this 18th day of April 2023. All in favor? And that is carried.
Perfect. All right, the Assessment Review Board bylaw, bylaw 836. It is replacing one from 2012, so there was a lot of changes and a lot of things that were not on site anymore.
And this you worked with Force?
I got this directly from Force. They had this draft already made, so I just, they said this is what they need, and this is what they gave me.
It's a word game, eh?
Sorry?
It's a word game.
Yes. Lots of.
Is there any discussion about this?
This is what Horst wants. This is what Horst gets.
Okay. Bylaw number 836, Regional Assessment Review Board bylaw, being a bylaw in the Village of Carmagee, Province of Alberta, for the purpose of establishing a Regional Assessment Review Board. Read a first time this 18th day of April 2023. Any discussion? All those in favor? It's carried.
Excuse me, please. Sorry. I make a motion to read the Regional Assessment Review Board bylaws. We're at a second time this 18th day of April 2023.
All those in favor? And it's carried.
Your turn.
I request permission to read the bylaw 836 Regional Assessment Review Board bylaw for a third time. I guess I don't have to say there for a third time.
Okay, all in favor? Carried unanimously. So bylaw 836 read a third and final time this 18th day of April 2023. All in favor? What's she done? That is carried.
Okay. So bylaw 837 is a consolidation bylaw. I've gone back and forth with municipal affairs about this bylaw because I do not understand what it was put into place for. It is called the consolidation bylaw, and it gives the CAO the power to consolidate bylaws as they
should. Did this with how?
Yeah.
Yes, you did, twice, yeah. Because neither of them are right. Yeah. So I asked the question of what is the point of this bylaw, because I don't understand why we need to consult, like why I would need to consolidate it without
right.
you approving it. So he basically, my Muni Affairs contact, said that the old bylaws that we had were attempting to give authority to pass bylaws to the CAO and to allow the CAO to consolidate bylaws, but a council cannot delegate its authority to pass bylaws. Our bylaw needs to say something more along the lines of council hereby authorizes the CAO of the Village of Carmagee to consolidate the bylaws of the Village of Carmagee in accordance with the provisions of the MGA. And then he gives me a little bit of other thing. He said, you could also give the CAO, quote, blanket authority, which would give them the authority to consolidate any bylaw that has amendments, or you can authorize specific bylaws and their amendments to be consolidated, such as the land use bylaw. So I still didn't understand what he was talking about. And I said, can we just rescind the consolidation bylaw and when we pass an amendment, just say that it's consolidated with the land use bylaw. Like, I don't understand why we need a separate bylaw for this. And he said,
basically you can rescind it, but you need a bylaw to do that. And not all municipalities authorize the CAO to consolidate bylaws. Some do, some don't. If you don't have such an authorization, then I think it's important that you ensure that you keep amendments handy so that when someone looks at the original bylaw, they also realize the bylaw has been amended by another bylaw, so they have access to the amending bylaw. So I'm still confused. I tried looking up other communities that I knew had good bylaws that we'd use templates of, and I cannot find a consolidation bylaw that, and I don't know if we need, like, I still don't understand if we need one or not, which makes me feel dumb. So.
Well, even when he was explaining it, like, what he was kind of saying is, if you do it, I'm going to use it as just an example, I think, on our, the guy that does the...
Steve Hardy?
No,
oh.
For that one we just did, that, not the land use, but the...
Bylaw?
Yeah, bylaw officer.
Yeah.
So, on something like that, the way I understood it, I don't know if it's hard to say how it was, but... Mm-hmm. There are some little things in that that have to be done separate, but if they were consolidated, then it just makes it so it's the same thing, but he's just putting them both together so they're under one bylaw number. So if you change it, instead of doing two different ones, they would both be one.
Okay.
But even when he was saying that, I didn't understand... why we would even want that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want
to... I thought every time you amended a bylaw, you have a brand new bylaw, mm-hmm. and you just reference...
But what he was... I think what he was trying to say, there was some when you amend this bylaw or whatever, that it affects another bylaw, but if they were consolidated, the change that you're making automatically affects both of them. But I don't know why we would do that. I could not think of one example where we would do that. So
see, they consolidated a bunch under the standards, community standards.
Mm-hmm. But then you take those ones out.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, it's not to give the CAO power to be doing the bylaws. Like, that goes against...
Yeah, and that's what that's he said. He's like, this isn't the right approach. That's what...
So,
which I didn't like when Patrick was our CAO at all. I didn't like him having that...
power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so can we not just
not have one?
Yeah.
So we can rescind the... Okay. So that was my other question that I didn't get an answer to. So do I create an 837 consolidation bylaw and underneath of it just say we hereby rescind the previous bylaw, or can you just make a motion to rescind bylaw 809 or whatever it is?
That I don't know.
So can we put a pin in this till next month? And then we'll just have one bylaw that's going to be overdue for the map thing. But I think we've done pretty good on the rest of them because they're all
considering
done.
They haven't been done in numerous years.
Years, but they were supposed to be done after 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be a rescind that bylaw, but don't quote me. I think that's how it would be.
Like a motion to rescind? Should we do a motion to rescind? And then if it's wrong, then I can bring it back in May? Does that work?
Well, then
are you guys comfortable with that?
Get the map finished, if it's okay, right?
Okay. That's what I would say.
Okay, let me pull it up and just make sure we have the right... Sorry. Look amongst yourselves.
It'd be nice when this is all finally behind.
I think they're starting a whole new round, though.
What?
Of different bylaws that they're focusing on.
You know, it doesn't matter.
Well, wasn't it in response to Muni Affairs coming down and doing an audit on the village?
No, this was like across the board.
But they specifically came here and audited this because of all the complaints that council and that CAO had against them.
And a lot of the projects that Patrick had on his plate was requirements from them to bring us on side.
Because I know other communities had to do this whole map thing too.
Yeah.
But, okay. Yeah. Okay. I didn't know if I wasn't aware of that. Okay. So.
bylaw revisions and amendments. That's not listed. Okay. Sorry, I should have had this written down. I just started a whole new one and then... Okay, it's bylaw 808, the bylaw to authorize the consolidation of Village of Carmody bylaws, and it rescinded bylaw 794. So we want to rescind
808. I will make that motion to rescind bylaw 808, bylaw consolidation.
Bylaw.
Okay, any discussion on that? All those in favor? And it is carried. All right. Tax assessments. Taxes and assessments.
Okay. Oh, the assessments were sent out. That's not bad. Okay. But, so...
Special tax for BMWW.
Yes. I was reading through... A municipal affairs guide to property tax and assessment in Alberta to try and learn more, understand what I'm doing. And they have some examples of when a municipality can choose to provide or to impose a special tax on.
I read that.
Yeah. So they include things such as waterworks and sewers, boulevards, pavements, dust treatment, repair and maintenance of roads and sewers, ambulance and fire protection, and recreational services.
Do you know roughly what it would be divvied up equally amongst everybody for all the properties? Did you figure that out?
I
how many properties do we have?
So, we have 297 assessments were sent out, but there was quite a large number of those for the village. Okay. I think there was about 70 that were the village. $143.17 a property for the just to cover the payment of the capital finance loan every year. That was just it just came up, so I don't know if that's something
so we this is to a
talk about or instead of putting
20-year loan, so for 20 years
30.
30?
Yeah.
So for 30 years it would be a special tax.
Yeah.
Instead of doing it as a
working assessment. It into the assessment value. So everybody would pay equally.
Wouldn't they pay equally anyway? Or
no. Because it would add to the full budget and then you pay a percentage of the budget on your based on your assessment.
Yeah.
So then those, the ones that would be hardest hit would be those that were paying minimum tax.
Yes.
Wow, yeah.
So it just caught my eye, so I thought I would present it.
But that's almost more fair than doing it as assessed.
Yeah, because you use water whether you're $1 million home or $100 home.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless you don't live on that.
Yeah, unless it's a fair piece of
But then but gives you an incentive to do build. Something with it.
Yeah.
Definitely something to think about when we're working on the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we actually don't have to make a decision tonight.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But it does give you
just an idea that popped up.
So what about the RCMP tax that we're... I saw
Kim just
said that.
Yeah.
I was so excited because we had a meeting last week, the MLAs and MP and mayors and Reeves, and they were talking about. Oh, I brought up the fact that the retro pay is going to hurt us hugely. I mean, we're already paying 9,000, and then to have to be paying the retro on top of it, but now we don't have to, so yay.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
So does that mean it won't increase by 50% next year like they had said?
Yeah, no, I think it still does.
It still does.
Yeah.
But we don't have to pay...
back.
Yeah.
Just arrears. That was just for under 5,000, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Over 5,000.
I forget what the... going to get a bill. Yeah. Like, it's millions. And he was giving numbers for, like, what Wetaskiwin and... Oh, now I can't even think of any of them, of different ones, but they weren't in, like, our area, what they would be paying in the retro payment, like, in general. And
so a town like Colville must be over 5,000, yeah. I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to really hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So it's 9,000 this year we pay for RCMP?
I think so. I'm just trying to find my email. Bring my paper.
Did you get the fire wreck? What is fire?
Southern. Oh, I do. It's in my budget already. Or is it 6,000 this year, 9,000 next year? I can't remember.
Put me on the spot.
It's okay,
it doesn't.
We can look at it when we do
budget. Yeah, we'll be doing the budget.
Sorry.
Nope. You'll be looking at all that stuff then, so be easy.
Where's my budget? Fire services is $15,842. Police is $6,518. So that's next year that goes up to $950. Yeah. And then I just got one for 911. And I don't think it's in here, I think. And what the heck was it? It was... /911 was $2,186.52. Or 911 call answering and fire dispatch services. So we pay $375 per capita for 911 and $425 per capita for fire dispatch. Okay.
All right. Moving on. Okay. Benchmark Assessment Consultants contract renewal.
Yes. So, Logan stopped in about a week and a half ago, dropped us off. Our current contract expires at the end of June. He said it's exactly the same as the last one. The only thing that's different is the rates have gone up. So their proposed consultant fee starting January 1st was $28 per parcel plus GST. Based on 296 parcels at $28 each, next year's fees would be $8,288 plus GST. And then after that, the prices go up by $1 per parcel per year for the remainder of the 5-year term. He said previously it didn't include appeals for commercial and industrial, but now the new agreement includes all appeals.
So what were we paying before per parcel?
Sorry. I think it was 20. I don't have it broken down here.
Okay.
I want to say 23, but I don't.
23, okay.
No, we just paid one. Just give me 1 second.
No matter what happens, everything is just... Today I looked at a pack of 3 steaks. I guess so much it was for 3 steaks. And they were about that thick and about
$30.
That big. Huh?
$30.
$71.
Oh,
Wow. Never mind.
I'm really glad I got a
cat. That was at Costco.
It's tier.
There's really nobody else, though, is there, besides Vanform?
I honestly haven't looked into it, but if you want me to check around, I can.
I don't think anyone else is going to be.
I've benchmarked those everybody around here.
Yeah.
Better than some we've had in the past, and Logan's totally approachable.
Yeah.
How have they done with assessments inquiries since we sent them out?
So I mailed them Thursday afternoon, and I emailed him Friday morning to let him know that they'd gone out, and he said, yes, I am aware, I've already gotten a few phone calls. And I said, I'm so sorry, I should have emailed you as soon as I popped them in the mail, and I did it. So.
Well, I know for a fact, at least one that I know of was going to, this house assesses for more than $300,000, we're definitely appealing. Carry on.
I thought it was pretty fair, honest. Mine went up quite a bit, but it's more in line to what it was. All right. Library board member. It's okay, Kelly.
Okay, sorry, I can't find it.
It's okay. It's freezing. So they're putting forth a nomination for a new board member?
Yes. And this is the requested motion that Kelsey needs us to motion.
Okay. Any discussion on this?
Not much brighter.
Did you turn on the light?
I turned on one out of 12. 1.5. Okay.
And that's why we don't need all of them, because we're blind. Okay. Do we want to have any discussion on this? If not, somebody want to make a motion?
I motion to appoint, do I have to say your name?
Yes.
Marion Shibblehoot to the library board for the specified term expiry date on April 18th, 2026.
Okay, any discussion? All those in favor? And it is carried. Bylaw 835, revolving line of credit bylaw.
Okay, I feel like we constantly are passing these bylaws.
But ATB,
we just did the MasterCard one because it wasn't on side with municipal affairs. Now, so I'm submitting that one to ATB. This is a request from ATB for the revolving line of credit for that.
And what was wrong with this one?
Nothing's wrong with it. We just have to pass them every year.
Oh.
And so for whatever reason, she's just asking for them, she said, earlier this year than normal. So
okay,
it's just it's the same old, same old. But it's basically just paperwork on ATB.
Any discussion? We gotta do 3 readings on this.
Yeah. Okay. And I put it with an interest rate not to exceed 10%. So if something changes and the interest rate skyrocket, we will have to revisit this one. Just as a note.
Okay. I make a motion for the first reading of Municipal Borrowing Bylaw 835.
Okay. All those in favor? Carried.
I will make motion of second reading for the Municipal Borrowing Bylaw 835.
Okay. All those in favor of that one? So I'd like to make a motion to proceed with third and final reading. All those in favor? Has carried unanimously. Okay.
And I will make motion for a third reading of Municipal Borrowing Bylaw 835.
All those in favor, and that is carried. Okay. The stop sign at Grand and Armstrong brings much discussion.
Sorry. Armstrong.
It was through the grapevine I heard that people don't stop there, so why should it be there?
They don't stop there, but
they don't. And they never have for as long as this village has been there. I don't know when they put it up there. I thought, what a stupid thing.
We put it there because people were literally flying.
But they can't so with that thing.
Well, now that the pothole, or now that that has sunk and it slows them down. Yeah. But
the tracks, you mean?
No, manhole cover in the middle of the road is protrudes a bit above the road. Oh. So now they can't. But
I don't drive that.
Okay, so
the reason it's there is because there was a resident who complained about it strongly. And so he insisted that a stop sign be put there. But he's passed away now. So. Okay.
And we had there was an accident there one time.
At that intersection?
Yeah.
I know there was one at the school, Grandin.
But my question is, if there's a stop sign there and people don't stop, but they slow down, so who cares if it's a stop sign or a yield sign?
Yeah.
You know, if they go through it and get stopped by the RCMP, then they'll get a ticket, right? And if they don't stop and they just go on, so what is the big deal? Like, I don't understand why anything needs to change. If it slows some people down, great. If it, you know, if you go through it, and I will admit there's times I don't stop, but I do slow down because that thing will wreck your vehicle if you don't.
Yeah.
You know, so I... But I just, maybe if we put a yield sign up, maybe people would speed up. I don't know.
Are you talking at the curve? Is that the way we're talking?
No.
Or
right up no,
here?
Right
it's like a four-way.
And Grand Avenue and Whitney's
corner.
Or Grand.
Well, it's a four-way stop. Right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they want to get rid of the stop signs going east and west.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was really, talking about at the curb, because nobody stops there either.
No.
The stop sign for the school has always been there.
Right.
Even when we were kids, the stop sign was there, but it was only one.
Yeah.
That is a main road going east and west.
But people used to fly.
Yeah.
And that's why it was put in there.
And probably in the winter after it fills up with snow, maybe they do again. But I don't know. I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't see a problem. Whether it's a stop sign there and it's not hurting anything.
Yeah.
If you go through it, you go through it. Like, who cares?
It slows them down.
Yeah.
I think if you remove it, they're just going to go around the manhole and go faster.
Mm-hmm. I suggest we just leave it.
Okay.
Things.
Yeah. It's there. What difference does it make?
Yeah.
If we change it, we have to buy the sign.
Due
to budget constraints.
I make a motion we just leave that stop sign there and thank whoever for bringing it to our attention.
Okay. I don't know if we need a motion, do we?
Okay.
Okay.
We're not changing anything.
No.
Okay, I agree with you.
Yeah, and the one, and while we're on it, the one at the curb too. That one is also always people blow through that one too.
Yeah.
But same difference.
But again, if they slow down and look, that's really the purpose of it. You know, if I do see a car coming there, then I make sure I stop because they.
The only thing you could do is tell bylaw you want it enforced. And that's what we did before. But then you pay for it, because then you have to pay for their time to park there.
Yeah, and sit
and
there.
Wait for people to come
so
to
I
ticket
would suggest
them.
We just leave.
Well enough alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Reports. Orsk?
No meeting.
Marquis, it's all there. Vulcan District Solid Waste, it's all there. Doug included SEWA on his, so I didn't have to put anything in there. FCSS?
Meeting tomorrow, Thursday.
Meeting Thursday? Okay.
Usually they do it Thursday before we have a meeting. This time it's after.
Didn't you guys hire somebody new? Or was that a while ago?
A new director.
A new director?
Yeah. She's fitting in there.
Okay.
Starting to.
Is she from that area? Like from Vulcan?
She comes from Parkland area.
Okay. Cool. South Grove?
You see it there. They kind of talk about everything there. But.
So the economic forum was pretty good?
Very good. I'm really glad I went.
Twin Valley Regional Water Services Commission.
Okay, I did send it out today. I made a copy of what I wrote you, and then I didn't bring it.
Do you want it?
And all it was the auditors did their presentation, and Twin Valley is sitting very good. But again, you see the town of Vulcan is putting their costs, because they're the ones that the town employees are the ones that do
the contract.
Yeah, and they're going up very substantially.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had an increase up there for, I think he said, 11 years. So
holy.
We tried to get it divided between this year and next year, but the village or the town said no. You know, they haven't done anything for so long. And so yesterday we approved it to just pay it totally, and they're just taking it out of reserves to pay it.
I thought that's why the $1.93 increase.
That is. Well, the first increase they did, and then they come back with another one to increase it to $1.93.
Mm-hmm.
And that is taken into account. But they were still going to try and pay half this year and half next year, just so they didn't have to take so much out of reserves. But the price is still going up from the town, so that's the $1.93.
They're very concerned about reserves. Twin Valley is.
Yeah.
They have $800,000.
And not having much enough in reserves.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish we didn't only had $800,000.
The auditors think we should have like $1 million or $1.5 million in reserves. So they don't think we have enough.
Is that just in case something goes wrong?
Yes, because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
So, they're quite upset that they have to take money out of reserves to pay for anything.
They don't like it at all.
Sorry, carry on. I wasn't at the meeting, but I thought I better just throw that in there.
Okay, and as you see, they also had to do an ATB borrow and bylaw, same thing they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, besides, they are looking into this canoe procurement, which hopefully it's this Royal Municipalities of Alberta. It's a whole group of them, so the buying power it's going to give them to get any kind of chemicals, parts for your equipment, or anything that the town uses. So it will cost $195 a year, is what they paid this year.
Okay.
So I told her as soon as she finds out more or whatever, that to get a hold of you, Kelly.
Okay. I know they talked about a waste commission about that procurement thing, and you could get vehicles and...
Yeah, there's so much that they said is available through it.
Maybe we could sell some equipment through that.
Scott's working on it.
Yeah. Okay, Mayors and Reeves of Southern Alberta. Well, I pretty much told you already. We talked about the RCMP stuff. They talked about concerns with the alternative energy, with once their life cycle of the solar are done and that, and the reclamation that takes place after the fact, who's the responsibility going to fall on? It'll be the landowner, because Alberta doesn't have policies in place like some of the states. So the solar companies and wind companies want to come up here because they can do their project and then leave and don't have to worry about it. And then when the lifespan is done, it's on the landowner to take care of it. So that was a big concern. And they're working on the twinning of Highway 3. Yeah. And then the RCMP stuff we talked about. Vulcan County Regional Emergency Partnership Committee.
I was in a different course, so I did not attend that one. I do have the minutes. It sounds like reading it, but some of the training is going to start fairly soon for emergency.
I think it's the first week of June. They're doing a 2-day training exercise.
And is that for the CAOs?
That's for anybody, like anybody involved. Because we did one in March, beginning of March, I think. There was a two-day session, I guess. And this is going to be more of a hands-on training. It's kind of cool.
All right. Is there anything else about reports? If not, we have a couple items to discuss in closed session, so can I have a motion to move us in?
I move we go into closed session at 7:05.
Okay, all those in favor? And it is carried.